Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Jay Butler, is leaving the Department of Health and Social Services to take a new position with the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta. Butler will be the team leader for the CDC's response to what he calls the novel H1N1 virus. Butler says it's no longer appropriate to call the influenza strain a swine flu because it now passes from human to human.
It's not acquired from pigs, it's acquired from people. Some of the more technically correct names, such as swine origin influenza, swine-like influenza virus, don't roll off the tongue very well either. So the issue of how do you baptize a virus and the disease it causes is always a challenge. And I think at this point in time, because it is a novel virus, that's probably most descriptive. 10 years from now, I think we will have a better name for this particular strain and the outbreak of disease it's causing.
It seems as if we've heard two messages about H1N1. First, there was some alarm about the spread of the virus, but there has also been a downplaying of the risk because it doesn't seem to be particularly lethal. And yet now you're leaving to be part of a national response team. Is the concern centered on what the virus could potentially evolve into?
Absolutely. We know the virus is transmissible. It's spread widely. It's now laboratory confirmed in all 50 states, District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, documented in at least 65 countries around the world. So we know that it can be transmitted. If there's an upside, it appears to cause relatively mild illness, and I say relatively in quotation marks, which never shows up on the radio, but we know that it seems pretty similar to seasonal influenza. We do know, though, that influenza viruses tend to be fairly unstable, and particularly with a new one on the scene, we want to watch it very closely, and we'll be monitoring the virus itself for mutations, as well as the disease it causes.
And so what will your new duties be with the CDC?
The task at CDC will be to head up a team that's going to be focused on the vaccine development, production, and distribution, working with other government agencies, the Department of Defense, as well as the pharmaceutical companies that will actually make the vaccine to have a good supply of vaccine available if indeed it looks like we're going to need one this fall, when the concern is that the virus may have a much higher attack rate because we see more influenza in the fall, or that it may change and be causing more severe illness.
Avian influenza was a big concern a few years ago. What's happening with that type of testing and monitoring?
When the background H5N1 is continuing to cause disease and cause deaths, it seems to be a disease that is fairly unique in the influenza world, in that it's one that does occasionally transmit from birds to humans, but hasn't made an adaptation to be able to be transmitted person to person. So it's not unlike the various strains of swine influenza, which is one of the reasons why I'm fairly careful not to refer to the new H1N1 as a swine influenza. It's a virus that's acquired from animals but not subsequently transmitted person to person.
Dr. Jay Butler will be leaving Alaska for work with the CDC's team responding to the H1N1 influenza virus. His resignation will be effective June 21st.